Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
IQ.
My cue.
ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Thank you. soon, children, it's time to slam.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to dance.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to work.
like run them.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball. Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grands include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been cut.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom, honey, all the time, honey. So we're definitely here and we're going to recap everything that has been going on this weekend in ballroom history. But before we definitely recap what's going on, I will definitely like to send my condolences to Tony Milan Macago's family and to the House of Milan. He definitely passed away today. So I definitely want to send my condolences definitely to the House of Milan. I know it's definitely a great loss that they are suffering right now. But in due time, they will get past this and remember Tony for the person that he was and all the great things that he did for ballroom and for the House of Milan. So we're going to have a moment of silence, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue on with the show. So, we're definitely here. I don't know how much of a show that we're going to have here tonight. So, if anybody's on the phone lines, you know, that was at the function and you would like to come recap the function with me, you could definitely come and recap the function with me. I wasn't at the function this weekend, so I really don't know what happened at the function this weekend in Atlanta or the function in Florida. So you could definitely come up and, you know, if you have any tea or anything that happened at the functions that y'all would like to talk about, you could definitely come up here and definitely talk about it. And then if you also definitely want to come and send your condolences out to the House of Milan, or, you know, give your favorite memory that you remember about Tony for all the years that Tony been out and all the shadiness and everything that Tony would give, we can definitely do that also. So, but besides that, I really don't know what happened at any of the functions this weekend. I was not intertwined in any of the mix or getting any of the tea or any of that about the functions. So if I and my brother Rodney is going through something. Tony was his friend, his mother, and he's going through something. So he was at the ball in Atlanta, but he's not coming on the show tonight. So I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know how long we're going to be here. So we better get it while we can get it, honey. Hold on. Hey, Marcus.
Yes, Kelly, yes.
What's going on? I'm just, the girls in the chat room said call Marcus up, honey. So, you know, I knew you was online, so I brought you on.
Yeah, I told you I really wasn't going to be on the show tonight. But
I know. It seems like none of us are going to be on the show because everybody's going through it.
You know, I want to give my condolences to the House of Milan, Nadine, and Eric, and everyone that was really, really, really close with Tony and Rodney, Hickaby. All her gay kids and, you know, everybody that loved her, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot, and everybody's definitely feeling, you know.
Right. I mean, I was in Atlanta, so, it was a nice ball. It was, you know, for a mini ball, well, like a mini ball deluxe, it was only $20, drinks was flowing, the trophies was nice, they gave all out of their money, you know, a little argument, a little shade, but, you know, it was what it was to say it was the last ball of the year. It was what it was.
Mm.
I enjoyed myself, thought it was nice. They were very hospitable. All the Ebony's that hosted it, they were very, do you need anything? You know, they were just, it was very entertaining. So, that's that.
Okay.
Can't read something that wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can.
It started, it finished.
Well, that ain't what Laura said, honey. I wish Laura would call her here tonight, honey.
Laura wasn't there.
How do you know she was there?
Laura was not there because she said it was only 29 people there. That's not true.
Honey.
Anybody there would have known that. You had to see the place. When y'all see it for Stewart's Ball, y'all will see, basically, you know, you won't see the people in the VIP areas and the tables because the tables are built around the walls of the club.
Oh, so they didn't have tables on the runway?
No, they did. It was VIP booths.
Oh, okay. That's cute, honey. That is definitely cute. You ain't hear nothing about Florida?
They maced it.
Oh, anybody out there in Florida, call in here. Girls, let me tell y'all something. Y'all already know, baby. I told y'all, honey. Baby, you already know, baby. Please, honey. I will drop this motherfucking zero mistake, girl, and pick me up a motherfucking six train, honey, okay? Bitch, y'all bitches better not play, honey. Y'all play around, honey. Y'all be waiting until tomorrow night, honey, for a show, honey. Okay, because mother ain't going to sit here and just talk. Marcus is about to leave because Marcus is in his, you know, he's going through his feelings about Tony. Rodney's in his feelings about Tony. I have my feelings about Tony, too, but, you know, I'm trying. But y'all girls, honey, y'all making it hard, honey. I wasn't at none of these functions, honey. Okay.
Well, that's all I gotta say. I'm gonna say good night. You know, I'm gonna tell everybody good night.
Okay,
I will talk to y'all later.
Thank
okay.
you. Three, 347-569. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Brian Versace.
Hi, Brian.
What's up? Did you get my inbox?
No, I haven't really been on Facebook all day today. Until I heard about Tony.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was like over it. He was like the share a moment when he was in Atlanta. He gave me like my because you know I used to walk between up in pumps and bag out, and he was always encouraging me. Brian, I'm listening, girl, you need to work it, whatever. And I was walking fag out one time, and he had this Moschino belt, and he put it around my waist, and he said, now, bitch, go out there and work it. And that was one memorable moment that I could remember about him. And he's always was encouraging, never shady towards me, was always encouraging and a very nice person. And he will be missed and everything. But, yeah, read your inbox.
Okay, I definitely will.
But, yeah, but that's all about that I really have to say, and that I was just in a moment of silence, and that, you know, that he will be missed, and that I will truly, truly, truly miss him.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
That's what we trying to do. We trying to, somebody in the chat room, we're trying to remember the good times about Tony. That's why I would like for people to call in and definitely give us some good times that they definitely had with Tony. That's what I'm trying to do. But everybody is still in shock right now. It's something that's fresh that just happened, and so everybody's still really in shock. So I know a lot of people is not going to be able to, you know, hold back, you know, their grief and their feelings and everything that they're going through. A lot of people's in shock. This is something that's fresh. This is not something that happened over the weekend or whatever. This is something that just happened a couple of hours ago. So, you know, that's what it is. Yes. So, I don't know. I'm trying, baby. I'm trying. I am sitting here and I'm really trying with everyone. But I don't know. So, and if anybody's out there and you're listening, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, you know. So, but I guess everybody's in their feelings right now, and I don't blame them for definitely being in their feelings. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bid y'all all a farewell for tonight. Tomorrow night, you know, or in the upcoming days, we're definitely going to definitely do something for Tony here on the show and definitely have the House of Milan definitely to be a part of it and call in and everybody, you know, give their memories about Tony and everything, because my co-host that was at the balls this weekend are grieving right now. So I think it's best for us to just end the show for the night, and we'll just pick this up tomorrow night. So, on that note, you know, because I just didn't want to just cancel the show. So on that note, I want to thank everybody for definitely calling in here and definitely listening. I want to thank Brian for definitely, you know, giving, you know, his take on Tony. But definitely tune in tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesday with the Trash Talk cast. Definitely tune in on Wednesday night for the State of Emergency show with the icon and CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture. And like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, oh, hold on, we have a caller. 410-244, you're live on the air.
Don't be giving my phone number. I would like that.
Hey, Jason.
Kelly, my condolences to the House of Milan. I was just getting ready to say, I was pressing 1 to say, just, because I don't know, because you sound like you about to cry.
It's just like, you know, just the person, like, you know how you meet people in the ballroom, and then when you get to know them outside of the ballroom, they are totally different entity than what they are in the ballroom. And Tony was that. Like, me and Tony would sit here, and I would cook Sunday dinner, and Tony would come over, and me and Tony would sit here, and we would just play chess and just eat and kiki and just talk and just have a good time. And it wasn't about the House of Milan, about the House of Mizrahi. It was just about me and Tony as friends, because I really don't know too many people in the ballroom scene or people that I affiliate with that knows how to play chess, a game that stimulates your mind. And Tony was one of those people that I could play chess with and just definitely have a good time.
Right.
And
I mean,
so,
I don't know him personally, but what I did know about him and of him, I lived for his shade, and I lived for his little kiki moments, and when he would come on and he would give his input, be it good or bad or indifferent, he would just give his input. And he wasn't like most people where he didn't think that anyone was above him or below him. So that's one of the things that I'm going to remember about him most.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess the girls is calling in now. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller? Well, I guess not. Hold on. 267-324, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to the House of Milan, and I wanted to share one legendary moment, Tony. It was back in the 90s when he was a ballroom personality to me, and when he called out, I believe it was Whitney Icon, he said, "I came for one punk tonight," and they came out and battled. That was one of the legendary moments in ballroom history, and it will always resonate with me. And although this is a really shocking moment, just know that he's in a really good place right now, everyone. And although it's hurting you guys to show go on, keep the show going. There's people out right now that want to hear times about Tony. I thank you. Have a good night. And
you
rest
too.
In peace.
Yeah, so if anybody else is out there and y'all on the phone lines, definitely call in because I don't want to sit here and, you know, get into my Miss Hunter feeling. You know, that's just something that I don't, you know, give to the ballroom. So, and I don't want to do that here. I'll do that on my own time. You know, and so it's just hard. I'm trying to, you know, do the show and go on with it, but if it's nobody to call in and it's nothing to talk about, then it's just, I don't know. It's really a lot. It's a lot to take in at this point right now. It's a lot to take in. It's something that's fresh. So, you know, I'm trying, but I don't know, baby. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot to deal with. So, I really don't know.
So, how did you spend your weekend, Callie, celebrating Jasmine's birthday up in New York?
I went out on Friday because it was my daughter's birthday. So I went to Pasha on Friday for my daughter's birthday after getting my hair done and stayed in the club until 3:55, and the club was over at 4 o'clock. And they played the last song, and I was walking out the club as my daughter was walking in the club.
Okay.
So I was a little plucked by that because I don't go out, and, you know, when – A lot of club promoters know me, and I only go out to clubs like if it's one of my kids or grandkids or somebody's birthday. And so when they see me come out, they be gagging, like, you know, because they be hitting me up trying to get me to come to the clubs, but I don't never come. I tell them I'm going to come out and never come. So they gag when they see me in the club, and I was only there for her, and she didn't even show up. I was over it. She got there late. I was just so plucked. So I went back to our hotel room, and I chopped it up with her and the young children till about 6 o'clock in the morning, and then came home. And then that's it. I just relaxed and, you know, stayed in the house and just enjoyed my weekend. That's all I do. That's all I have been doing since, you know, I've been home, is staying in the house and staying away from everybody. 2013 has definitely been one of those years. Let me see. I got to look at my calendar again. Let me see. 2013 have definitely been one of those years for me. So, you know, it's definitely been an eye-opening year. So I just stay in the house and I relax. I try to stay away from everything and everyone.
I feel you.
Okay, and I just hope that when 2014 comes in, it comes in with a bang, a whole bunch of new, you know, new people that's doing positive things with themselves and positive things with their life and trying to make something better out of their life and not just be the bums that they was for 2013.
Well, that's easier said than done, but some people start off the year right, but they don't end it right.
Yeah. So, no. To the listener in the chat room, no, Kelly does not always go out. I'm not a party girl. I don't go out. I'll go out to a Vogue night, and then, you know, I might stay in for about two Vogue nights after that and then go out. I'm not really a party type of person because all I do when I go to the club is I sit down and I observe everything that goes on in my surroundings. You know, I have a cocktail here and there or, you know, or I'll party with my sisters here and there, but I'm not a party girl, not that. But I enjoyed the club, though, this weekend, honey. Shout-outs to, I'm not going to put him out there, but shout-outs to that boy. You know, he knows who he is if he's listening. Shout-outs to him that got me up and dancing and grinding and all types of things this weekend. That's not my style when I do go out. I sit back and watch everything, but he got me up. He literally got me up. So
you don't want Naima to know his name.
Oh, definitely not Naima to definitely know his name. Because, you know, she'll definitely be searching for him on Facebook or something, honey. You know. You know her way, honey. Yeah. But I do want to shout out Naima for definitely her status that she put up the other night, honey, about, you know, hating and jealousy and all types of stuff. I had to steal that status, honey. Shout out to Naima for that status. So, I don't know. Girls, what's good? Everybody just want to sit here and listen to us talk. Me and Jason could be having a conversation and having a deep conversation, and y'all just going to sit here and listen to us have this conversation. I be gagging at the girls. Here she go. Here she go. Mother Footlong, you're live on the air.
Don't try it.
What?
Hey, Naima.
Hey, Jason, don't try it, Miss Kelly.
What are you talking about?
A girl. Now, who you talking about? Because I'll be searching out and I'll be looking for them. Go ahead and say his name.
Oh, no, baby. You don't have to worry about this one, honey, okay?
Go ahead and say his name, dog, honey. I'm not going to look for him.
Why should I say his name? So you go searching for him on Facebook?
No, I don't need to. Believe it or not, other people come searching for me.
Oh, well, he won't be, trust me, he won't be searching for you.
Okay. Well, if he's not going to search for me, honey, just go ahead and make it known.
Baby, no. Baby.
So what y'all giving over there?
Nothing. I'm not giving anything over here, honey. I'm about to give the girls about 10 more minutes, honey. And then I'm going to buckle up my pants, okay, and I'm about to hit the streets.
You going to Vogue night?
I'm going to hit the streets, honey. I'm going to hit the streets. I'm going to Vogue night, but I always have to make a stop before I go to Vogue night.
Are you making a stop to get him or see him?
No, he has
that's
to,
Naima.
No, he has to work in the morning.
Oh, so he lives in New York.
He has to work until more than 10.
So he lives in New York?
He lives around.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in the tri-state area.
I'll be making a visit up there very soon, huh?
No, you don't need to make a visit. You don't need to make a visit. You don't need to make a visit up here very soon for anything. He'll be over this weekend. He's only free on the weekends because, you know, he works from 9 to he works from 9 to 6, so he's only free on the weekends.
When I come up there, I'll be bringing some things with me, honey. So you're gonna want to see me.
Oh well, baby, whatever you bring with you, baby, you know I'll see them. You know, and they'll see me.
But I'm coming on the weekend though to bring it.
Oh
to you,
no! Oh, you can come on the weekend. You can come on. You can come on the weekend, honey. I'll just make sure that weekend that you come, he won't come.
Oh no, he's coming over there.
Oh no, he's not. He's not gonna come over. No, no, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Why not?
Because, baby, I'm very. I learned. Oh, hold on, my Uber. Excuse me.
Yes, Uber.
I have learned. Stop it! I have learned to be very exclusive for 2014. Okay.
Child.
If I have a lover or a friend, they're going to be very exclusive. No one would know. We will have pictures and stuff together, baby, and they'll just be thrown up in the random collage of pictures with everyone else, but no one would never know. I'm not going to post it on Facebook that, you know, that I'm married to such and such. I'll put that I'm married, or I'll put that I'm in a relationship, but I will not tag the person in it. It will not be a all-out free-for-all thing anymore.
So it'll be more than just him or her on that picture, so won't nobody know exactly who it is.
Yes, it will be multiple people, and it will be multiple people in the picture. And if you know, and if you notice when I talk about him, I just call him the dope boy. He knows who it is. He doesn't like He doesn't like any of my statuses. I don't like any of his statuses. He don't like any of my pictures, and I don't like any of his pictures. Anything that we need to say to each other, we'll say it to each other on the phone, on Uvu, or if he likes a picture, he'll put the picture in my inbox, and I'll put the picture in his inbox, and that's the way it goes.
No, he already liked one of your statuses anyway, because you already said, oh, he liked one of my statuses. I know who he is, honey.
Ooh. A lot of people, but you got to catch Naima. He did like one of my statuses, but you got to catch Naima. I waited before I posted that status till it was like 100 and something people that liked the status.
Oh, no, no, so no. It was less than 100 when you made that post, when you said it. I said, okay, well, let me go and see which ones over here like this. Versus the ones over here that like this one.
Baby, it was a lot of people. It was a lot of people that liked it. So you ain't gonna figure it out.
You already took a picture of him already. He's already in your what are your default pictures?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, Kelly.
No, he's not. Just because you see somebody in my default picture, don't mean that that's the person. He's not been in my default picture. Okay, he has not been on my default picture at all, baby. You can go through all my default pictures. He hasn't been up there yet, honey. He hasn't made the list. And when he makes the default picture, baby, it's gonna be a default picture when I say my boys of the week, and I'm gonna have about 6 or 7 boys around me, and he'll be in that collage with my boys of the week.
Ciao.
Okay, but you hold on because we got a lot of people calling in now. 312-694, you're live on the air. 312-694, you're live on the air.
Naima does what?
Okay. Turn your TV down.
All you need.
All you need is your ID, your last pay check stub. These girls just call in here just to get on the show. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Okay. Oh, Miss Kelly, what happened to George and the Rahi, honey? The one you was kissing up in the club with, woman.
Oh, no.
Excuse me?
George
is old. George is that's my ex.
Oh no.
That's old.
Was he dead?
What?
Because he was dead. Was the coochie bear in control?
Oh, I don't know. You would have to ask him yourself. I don't talk about what I do sexually.
Oh, come on, Miss Kelly, give us the tea, honey.
Baby, well, go find out yourself. Oh, well, you can't find out yourself right now because he's in a relationship with somebody, so you can't find out. But I guess if he gets single, you should find out.
He in a relationship with the Ebony boy that fucked him the other night. Oh, put me on
mute.
Oh, yeah. Naima.
267-324, you're live on the air. 267-324, you're live on the air.
I'm sorry, just listening.
Okay. The next caller is 323-286, you're live on the air. Okay, thank you for just listening. I'm glad everybody's just listening, honey, baby. So y'all won't feel bad in the next 5 minutes when I tell y'all good night, honey. Okay, baby. Yes, y'all won't feel bad, honey. Y'all won't feel bad when the dogs say good night, honey, because I got to make a stop, honey. I got to go 2 stops up to come back 12 stops down. Honey, okay. Oh, my God, Miss, these girls in this chat room, Miss Thang, honey. Girl, y'all girls in the chat room, y'all mouths are too many things, honey, okay? I can't with y'all. Honey, let me see. Oh, that was you, girl? Oh, well, baby, honey, what's tea?
Wait a minute, hold on. You're not going to bring me back, Marcus.
You unmuted, Marcus.
That is the same, Marcus.
I know you're not. I know who you are, Michi. Marcus.
Hello. Hey, Marcus.
Hello. You know what? I really, okay, faggots, let me tell y'all this. I wasn't on the show because, I mean, I do have a relationship with Tony. I am very saddened by that. I was actually handling something. But y'all faggots, y'all got some motherfucking nerves. I mean, it's no shade. Don't be inboxing me, asking me no motherfucking questions. How did I know somebody? That's none of y'all motherfucking business. So I'm here now. Y'all want a show? Let's give you a show.
Oh, well, you can't give them a show. They only got motherfucking 4 minutes.
Oh, word.
Shit. The fuck? Bitch, I'm not giving them no motherfucking show, Adi. I'm not giving them the show. Only reason I came on the show, I told y'all last week, I was only coming on if I go to a ball. Rodney and Marcus went to the ball this weekend. I did not go to the ball, but Rodney and Marcus is going through whatever they're going through, what they're feeling. So that's why I came on the show instead of canceling the show. But I got motherfucking plans to go some motherfucking place before I go to Vogue night, bitch, and I got going to handle what I need to handle, okay?
Girl, what you got to handle?
No, I just don't like people. I don't like people. This is my question. Why do y'all have to remember the bad versus the good? Out of all the good things about somebody, why do y'all want to always bring up the bad? Are y'all lives just that motherfucking miserable? You have to feel that sad. What?
You already know the answer
to
that
question. Personally.
You already know the answer.
But sometimes you need a faggot. You know, one good thing, I would say this about Toni Milan, she could get you together and make you feel bad, even by something. You know what I mean? She would get you together. You like, bitch, she read me without even reading me. It would just hit you like when your grandmother or your aunt told you something that you know was for your good, but she told you in a way where it kind of sliced you a little bit.
Right.
It stabbed you, but you knew. Everybody else might have not understood it, but she understood it and you understood it. And she knew exactly how to break it down to you. It's no shame. Y'all girls need to learn some motherfucking tag.
Maybe, yes. No, bitch. Okay, bitch, I got plans, Mr. Girl. Honey, bitch.
Kelly, what kind of plans you got?
I got plans that entails of me sweating off my makeup, so that's why I didn't put none on, and I'm going out wash face tonight to Vogue Night because I'm going to take care of something, bitch, and I'm, you know.
You're going to take care of something, you're going to sweat, and then you're going to go to the ball?
No, I'm not.
Are you getting into
baby,
it?
No, baby, honey, I'm going to freshen up before I go out.
So whoever house you going to, they must be living in Manhattan because you're going from the Bronx.
No, they live two stops past me, honey. But when
you take the train there, you must be
I'm not taking the train there. I'm gonna give y'all girls until I get my text message that says come downstairs, and I'm going to go downstairs, and I gotta get into the vehicle. I'm gonna go where I'm going. I'm gonna handle what I'm gonna handle, and then they're gonna drop me off at Vogue Nights.
I bet they are.
Mm. So, Uber, ain't no motherfucking Uber.
This milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and damn right, it's better than Naima's.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, since we're
longer than
Naima's short tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have a special announcement. Best Dress has now been increased to $1,000 at the Carolina People's Choice Ball. So all you fashionistas, get ready.
What else?
That's it. For now.
I don't want to see that shit.
I'm here to bring my milkshake, honey, and see if they like the flavor.
Oh well, baby, you're not bringing your milkshake nowhere around here, girl, honey. We all want that flavor, honey. They like cookies and cream.
Ooh.
Ebony call in and say why she makes the venue up at the ball.
Did who?
Did the Ebony godmother Ebony call in and say why she makes up the ball?
Who's the Ebony godmother?
You remember the one that you chopped Kelly in the green gown at Sierra's ball? Well, they said she came out for runway. She didn't like what was going on, honey, and she maced the building down.
Oh, no.
But that's just what I heard.
I got to hit my big girlfriend up. My big girlfriend was doing, she was walking a category and doing a tribute to me. I hope she got a chance to do her category. Honey.
She was doing a tribute to you.
Yes.
Poor child.
Child. Bishop, you live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, Naima?
Hey.
Hello. How y'all doing? Hello?
Yeah. Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, and yourself?
I'm blessed. Shout out to the Mulan family, Tony, rest in peace. You know, that's all I came on to say. I'm listening to the show, even though it's about to be over in a minute, and Kelly won. Shut it down early tonight.
Maybe. I mean, y'all lucky it came up.
Because the people have things to do.
Thank you, Bishop. Yes, a bitch got things to do, baby, okay? A bitch got plans, honey. Okay, how y'all doing? Bitch, please. Ain't nobody got time
for
that.
Shout out to the Cannabis Club for the cookie sale. These are delicious.
So you need to stop eating all those cookies, honey.
That's right, Nietzsche. You got to get into a Best Dress
before. Stop eating all those cookies.
Honey,
and, stop eating all those cookies and pick up your new Xbox controller. Oops. I forgot.
Let me tell you. Miss Girl.
Yes. Yes, love.
Honey, what you do is you sit.
Have y'all seen the 24 karat, 24 karat gold Xbox? I think it is that they got gold plate, 24 karat gold plate.
Yeah, I've seen the picture
It's for like $9,000 or something like that.
I've seen the picture of it, baby. We ain't even gonna talk about that because Michi ain't even got Michi's still, you know, using the old system.
Oh, poor thing.
I'll get into them shoes Portia had on, tried on a Gregory.
Oh, you talking about them Gladiator? Baby, I want me a pair.
Yeah, those Gladiators had this with everything, bitch, but not for $7,000.
Not for $7,000.
She went to that store. She missed Cordell's credit card.
That's God.
Well, I know you didn't hear what they said. They said
that he would, she would take the stuff out and he would call in with payment.
Yes. Man, she
that's
should have told
like
me. She should. I would have still took the shit out and had him call.
That sounds like.
But
a
you know
stop.
What, yo, that child. Y'all know that child in Atlanta. His name is Raydell something Jones or Raydell. He's one of my friends on Facebook. But he do a lot of designing for Raquel and a lot of those pageant girls and stuff like that. He does a lot of stonework. And bitch, I'm pretty sure, honey, you show him that sandal, bitch. He can make that because he makes some nasty shit down in Atlanta. And his motherfucking pieces, that he be making stuff like Miss USA, Miss America, stuff like that. Like, he don't be playing. And I'm pretty sure he could make it for half that price, bitch, $7,000. I was like, oh, bitch, that shoe must be, that platform must be made out of gold or something, bitch, or have some diamonds or something.
Didn't she only get the $3,500 pair, though?
Yeah, she got the $3,500 pair.
Yeah, she got the $3,500. Uh-huh. But I'm talking about the Gladiator sandal. I'm pretty
you
sure.
You know, she had to get the $3,500 pair, so she can still have 15 in her pocket. You know, Cordell only gives, she's only getting $5,000 a month. So,
oh, really?
You know, you get the 35,
so
you get the 30,
tax
you get the 3,500. Huh?
The tax on 3,500 is basically, it's basically $4,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, she got $1,000 left in her purse. And she living home with mommy, so.
So, women, so he paying her $5,000 a month?
Yeah, she gets $5,000 a month.
That's not shit, though, compared to what she was getting.
Is that for the rest of her life, though?
But see, you know what? This is what's, you know, this is what's wrong with dumb bitches, okay? Oh, bitch, okay? Because if Cordell or any man that I'm with that has coins and he's giving me coins, a bitch like me is going to go open up a bank account, and I'm going to put those coins in that bank account, in a savings account at that, so it can grow interest, okay, and stack up all my coins. Because you never know when that coin's going to run out or when a younger bitch going to come around with some better motherfucking woo-ha than you. Okay,
right.
She was stupid to be spending up all that money and living this fab life, Miss Thing. Now she back to, you know, being regular old plain Jane, honey. And
it's
bitch,
no shit.
And
I would sell some of those couture gowns that I got, bitch. I would sell them all or take them back, bitch, and get my coin or something. Girl,
and then, bitch,
no,
and then
was
you
queen.
Know,
she packed. She Cordell packed her stuff and sent it to her.
Yes, baby. He did
yeah,
the same thing. He did the same thing. He did the same thing a bitch would do. Mistake. I don't motherfucking. I don't put motherfuckers out my motherfucking house. Mistake. And I packed they shit too. Mistake. And it was after the motherfucking
yeah.
door. Mistake. And if they
he
gave
moved her out and moved his dick right on in there, honey.
And if they gave too much, Miss Thing, girl, I ain't even let them come upstairs to get it, Miss Thing. When they got in front of the building, bitch, I opened the kitchen window and threw it out the window. Miss Day. But Cordell didn't pack up her shit, Miss Day. His boyfriend packed it up, Miss Day, and that's why he ruined the wedding gown. Okay? Mm-hmm. The tray packed it up, bitch, okay?
He sure did. That's
the plate, Andy.
Got it. Baby, after her and Cordell played dress-up, and he bust that bustier out, bitch.
I keep about the balls, about Kia's, the bedroom candy balls being missing. And she was like, well, he had the balls and playing with them.
Baby.
I was like, oh, no. Now he stuck them balls up in him.
Baby.
So you're going unpainted to wherever you're going at, huh?
I'm going unpainted all night.
Oof. And you're making your stop first over there to handle some business.
Yes, I sure am.
It sounds like you're giving out front door action versus getting the back door action. Is that true?
And don't worry about what action is going on over here, okay? Okay, you is trying to find out what is going on over here, baby. Don't be trying to find out what's going on over here.
Because you say you want to go handle some business and you're not going to wear no ATOG. So I'm like, well, you're not going to wear no ATOG. And that means you must keep going.
Okay, I'm back. Miss Kelly,
huh?
Let me tell you this, Miss Girl. Okay?
Yes,
you go get yourself together so you can go have your live one-on-one action tonight. This might be your last one.
Baby, well,
no,
I'm always playing live when I play with the new Xbox, you know. It's always a live, set.
And I hope your Xbox malfunctions as many times as you
No,
turn
it's
that
not going to malfunction. I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to get on.
That's why your Trey is secretly coming to your house and he's about to take your Xbox up out of here.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, baby.
I ain't raised you to be hateful.
Trust and believe. When the trade comes in here, baby, okay, I put my alarm system on when the trade comes in here, okay? When anyone comes in here.
Yo, why you put your alarm system on?
Baby, because I don't trust nobody, baby. I have my alarm system on. Honey, I have my panic button that hangs on the top of my motherfucking bed. I have my motherfucking mace and my motherfucking taser right next to me, bitch. You never know when a motherfucker gonna motherfucking flip out.
And, honey, I'm sure they got their 22.
Baby.
Well, no,
oh, baby, trust
you.
And believe. They gotta get to it. They gotta get to it, baby. Okay, baby, trust me. And trust and believe. When you come here, baby,
clearly
I make sure I tell you.
Gun. A 22 is like a techno shot for you.
I tell them
when
they come here, I tell them if y'all see my pictures when I take my pictures in front of my mirror, I have a little hanging stand right there. I tell them to get comfortable and they hang everything on the stand. So by the time you get from where the bed is at to that behind that door to that stand, a bitch is already gonna have her mace and her taser. So if you think you're gonna pull out something, you're gonna already be maced and I'm gonna drop you down on the motherfucking floor with the taser.
Now speaking of teasers,
I'm gonna give a shout out.
Oh, and Kelly, I wanted to tell you, whenever you're ready for Injustice again, I mean, you know.
Oh, Naima, I'm so sorry. I don't play with people that have old systems. I gave my system to my nephew for Christmas.
But
I don't play with the girls that have old systems.
Excuse me, I have a PS4, and my Injustice plays on my PS4.
Okay. I thought you were still in the lane with Michi. You know, I gave my nephew that one for
Christmas. No. Keep calm, Mama. Keep calm. Okay.
Okay.
Stay close by your PS4. You'll be getting my.
And now when I come up there, which will be very soon, you know, I'll come over there, honey, and spend the day with you. You know, teaching you how to play Injustice.
Girl, Naima, I'm not gonna do this with you. But
okay.
Marcus, what would you say, Marcus?
Okay. Congratulations to all the winners from Ray Ebony's ball last night. $1,060 to Father Taz Garcon. Japan, Balenciaga won Witch Queen Runway. Father X-Man Khan won American Runway. A Mizrahi won Female Figure Runway. A Blue Balenciaga won Streetwear.
Asia Mizrahi won Butch Queen and Drag's Runway. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Asia Mizrahi. Congratulations. Shout out to KT Mizrahi for winning Transman Realness. It was nice to see you, brother. Schoolboy Realness was won by Tap and Bones Milan. Jada Milan won Fem Queen Trilogy. Congrats, Jada. Jasmine Chanel, you know, the dark skin Jasmine, won Fem Queen Realness. What else? Best Dress was the Milan young lady.
Paris.
Yeah, Paris. And am I forgetting anything?
Urban Streetwear was run by
Marlon.
Marlon Mizrahi.
By Marlon. Yeah, that's pretty much the big one. Oh, and Pretty Boy Realness was won by two Garcons, Smiles, and a new guy. But whoever the Balenciaga boy was, yes.
Yes, God.
Definitely. I need to see him for the $1,500. He was right.
Yes, God. Okay.
Oh, shout out to Rhea Snapper. You know she's listening, too.
Shout out to Rhea Snapper.
And she was saying
nobody
she
called in about the Boston ball.
No.
Uh-huh.
Really? Yes, big shout out to my girlfriend Red Snapper. She always listens, she always comments. So big shout out to Red Snapper. Big shout out to my sister Tanae from Jersey and the Jersey crew in Atlantic City. Big shout out to all of y'all. Big shout out to everybody that listens to the show, honey, and you know, and downloads the show, honey, you know. But I want everybody to definitely tune in on Wednesday night. It should definitely be a show to remember on Wednesday night. So
what's happening? What's the show about on Wednesday?
Wednesday night is it's going to be the State of Emergency show on Wednesday night, and it's going to be Jasmine and Rodney is going to be hosting the show, and it's going to be all the radio hosts from the past and the present, which is myself.
Yourself, Kai Epic, Balenciaga, Milan 007.
And Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Oh, so were they recapping the whole year or something like that?
No, we're not recapping. It's just like, you know, just talking. We just got to wait until Wednesday and find out. You know, it should definitely be a classic show.
Okay, I know they're probably going to touch on Tony Malone, you know, too, his passing and everything.
So, you know, it should definitely.
Girls,
you said what?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Kel. Why
you
are
what?
Girls going off? Why don't, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Why are those girls going off about that fake profile that say he didn't like Tony Malone or he don't use them or something like that in the Fisher Ballroom? And he was like, y'all girls need to stop acting so fake and phony because our girls didn't use Tony. Y'all didn't like his mouth and all this camera on the side of the room.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't see that.
So they had to say that under a fake profile? They couldn't say that under
a
real name?
Yeah, that's what I said. It was a fake profile, and the girls wanted to, like, go back and forth reading him. And then other profiles came on, and it was like, you know, hold on. Wait a second.
Well, you really shouldn't speak ill of the of people who passed, especially when they just passed. That's just very insensitive. But secondly, I think even in everybody's tribute, if you read what was on Facebook, everybody knew her cattiness and shadiness, but it was a difference. She was saying it out of love. I don't think she was ever reading you to read you. She read you just so you could recognize that there is a read there, you know. And if you didn't want the read, then you fixed the problem.
Right. Well,
so everybody
I mean,
recognized, you know, whether it was a debate. Everybody that I read said, well, even when we got into an argument or a shady debate or a shady reading session, it was what it was. I think that's why I can listen to somebody read me now and walk away from it because, I mean, I used to do that for her all the time. She would read, I'd read, and we just walk away, and we could still talk the next day about whatever, and life went on. She knew how I felt. I know how she felt. A lot of people can't take that.
This child named Brandon Centorino, or something like that.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you how to eat it.
Oh,
now,
I know. I see the messages right now.
I still don't see it.
Now, go click and find out when they got added
official, to the group. It's an official Ballroom radio station. It's a screenshot of this boy talking. And, and it's in there. It's like four screenshots.
They must have.
So the boy wasn't even in the underground. I mean, the official Ballroom.
I don't think he in the. I don't know if he in the official Ballroom, but
so is he a real profile? He might be a real profile.
Brandon Centorino, I think is.
No, whoever he sent a screenshot of somebody else talking.
Somebody Ignatius Turnbull posted the screenshot of Brandon Centorino.
Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to like, I don't want to like the post, but I'm going to like all of the posts so they can go up on the page because it's as a collage, so you can't see it unless all the posts is like. So all the posts is like, so it should be individually in the group now.
Oh, okay.
It's at the top of the group now. I liked all the posts, so it should be right at the top of the group when you see it. So nobody read me, bitch, because I like the post. I just liked it, so it can go to the top of the group. because you know how these girls are. You see it, Jason?
Yeah, I see it. Wow.
Okay, bitch, let me unlike this shit before the girls read me mistake, bitch, and get ready. Oh, she being fierce, mistake. Girl.
Right.
I just wanted to put it at, I just wanted to like it so it can go to the top of the group so y'all can see it.
I want to give a shout out to my brother, Joseph Ebony. Happy birthday to him. He has his ball, him and Face tonight.
Yes, definitely happy birthday to Joseph Ebony. Happy birthday to Face Ebony. Happy birthday to Neil Ebony. Happy birthday to Enrique. It was his birthday. Happy birthday to Karan Ebony, Transman Realness. It's definitely his birthday today. Let me see who else. Happy birthday to Warren Milan. It's definitely his birthday today. And that's it for now.
Speaking of a trans man, so Miss Kelly, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
How did y'all get that Escada boy over, out of the house of Escada, and he now him as a Mizrahi?
we discussed that, Naima, like 2 weeks ago, Naima.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah.
They said that to be Naima.
You said they what? Say it again.
The promises of feathers and beads.
Marcus shook the table, and Jack and Andre shook back.
Oh. Because I gagged when I was like, man, I could have sworn he was in the sky.
Hold on. Stay with me.
Uh-huh.
Stay with me. A sickening sim queen who can walk faith, trilogy, realness. You know what? Okay, I don't consider that shit to the table.
Marcus shook the table. This is what, let me tell you something.
Yeah, because I want to know the tea.
Okay, this is the tea, okay? Marcus shook the table, mistake, and Jack and Andre shook the table back, okay?
Y'all shook tables because y'all took a whole chapter for one person.
Okay. They she is face, she is big girl's body, she is big girl's trilogy, she is big girl's realness. So it was only right mistake for them to take, you know, multiple tables. So whatever happened, it happened, mistake. Marcus shook the table and tried to get Felicity to be over on Mother Escada. Whatever happened between
That's not true.
Oh.
We didn't try to do anything. We spoke about.
Oh, well, they spoke about it. And so whatever happened. And I don't know what happened with Marcus and his members down there. And, you know, and they left the house at Escada, and Jack and Andre got wind of it, and they snatched up all 21 members.
No. Let's spill the real tea. They already knew where they were going when they left.
Okay. And Andre and Jack found out, that they was leaving, and they snatched up all 21 members.
Oh.
Well, why did they leave?
Well, you have to ask Marcus that.
Promises of feathers and beads.
What feathers and beads?
Marcus is basically trying to say is that they never was going to, you know, to excel in a position of leadership or power over there, and they got their feathers and beads over here.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Well, we wish them well.
So.
Okay. Really do.
And that's what happened. So.
Well, how could y'all not? I mean, you didn't think that they was good enough to get any type of position out there, Marcus, or something?
Well, this is my question. Why do people who don't even know ballroom categories need a title? Why do people need that? That's the problem now.
The ballroom scene has been ruined. I understood a few young people getting parent titles, but unless you can explain to me what every category, at least the basic categories, mean, no, you cannot have a parent title. No. I don't even think, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even think KT knows what really, like, we were at the ball last night together, and he's like, well, what is Virgin Vogue? I was explaining it to him. We're still cool, but I don't even think he wanted a title, so I don't really know if he's a parent or not. But I don't think that's where he's at in life. His mind is on having, you know, coming, going through his transition, evolving as a man, and taking care of his personal life.
But sometimes people, when people hear feathers and bees, it sounds all good. We make parent positions too much. We need to stop calling people out for LSS just because they're mother and father. If you're not an L, if you're not an S, or you're not an S, I don't care if you mother Jabuku, you should not get called out. Now, KT deserves, I think he deserves a call out because of his $1,000 wins and he being a prototype for trans man realness. But all these other people, y'all are really giving people false senses of hope of being parents. I get tired of hearing people saying, well, this person is a father, so I should be a father. That's a horrible comparison.
So basically... they wanted a position.
It really had nothing to do with a position, but when people are offered positions, I'm sure that sounds more appealing.
And Naima, bitch, you know, bitch. Naima, you know, bitch, if you was working at motherfucking Macy's, bitch, and Nordstrom offered you a motherfucking, a bigger motherfucking job at a higher motherfucking salary, bitch, you gonna leave Macy's, bitch, and go to Nordstrom's?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, and that's what happened.
Oh. So you felt as though that, that they don't deserve it over there, but Jack and Andre felt otherwise.
Exactly. Basically.
Okay. Well, all right. Work, Mizza, because I happened to see a clip the other day, and I was like, oh, shit, they talked to Miss Robbie, and I rewinded it. And I was like, well, you really did come out here. I've been meaning to call you back to get this from me. But not then, but then it came to me because Tiff Marcus was on the phone to ask you now.
Hmm. Yeah.
So how many Escadas left?
21.
Ooh, and y'all took all 21?
21.
Damn.
And so y'all took all
21
to
Mizza?
21 what?
Tables?
21 members.
Oh, I couldn't hear. Hello? I couldn't hear. What happened?
They took 21 members.
21 members left of Scotland.
I don't think that was a good deal, especially if I get...
And they all went to Mizza?
21 left, and my national...
Y'all like a university of so many.
Yes. 21 left. 21 left at Scala. 21 came to
Mizrahi.
Like a mafia
mob.
And my national, and my national, my national, my
that.
National count is 265 members.
Ooh.
You said your what count is how many?
My national count is 265 members.
265.
Kelly, you do realize that makes y'all one of the biggest houses in the country.
Oh, well,
Hold on, they got more than 265 members globally. You're counting the ones that participate because y'all got a lot of cheerleaders too. I don't have cheerleaders in my group.
Okay, that's 265 in the state, and not my ones that I have in Japan and Germany too. That's all together.
You're saying that's international?
Yeah, international all together. Because I have six in Japan, and I have four.
You know what's so funny,
Russia.
Kelly? Y'all have 265 members globally, but yet the Ebonies, I don't think we have that many, but we still continue to send you all 265 packing.
Because y'all intimidate people.
But Michi.
But that shows you it's
Michi,
not the quantity,
Michi,
it's the
I'm
going to
tell you, Michi, hold on, Michi. I'm going to tell you this, Michi, right? I'm going to tell you this. Like,
you can tell me whatever.
Hold on. Are you
it's
ready?
Not the quantity, it's the quality.
Yes, and Michi, and when you go back, if the Mizrahis, like I told Marcus, if the House of Mizrahi is not having the house with the most trophies, the Mizrahis are winning it, okay? The only time we have not won is when we gave it out, those two times that we gave it out. And besides the collections ball, Mark is going to bring it up, besides the collections ball, when the Mizrahi and Jasser was not speaking and the Mizrahis did not come to the collections ball. But if they would have came to the collection ball, the Mizrahis definitely would have won that night.
Oh, you think they would have came? They definitely won that night.
Yes, they would have. When you, the house with the
Kelly won.
The house with the most trophy.
Oh, girl.
The house with the most trophy.
Kelly was intimidated.
Y'all need to be all
It goes to the
house of Mizrahi. One room in order for y'all to make, in order for y'all to shake the runway.
Michi, I got this. Let me tell you about when they won the $5,000 in Chicago. Kelly was on the panel, right? When any time somebody would chop a Mizrahi,
bullying the judges,
try to chop their house back.
Bullying the judges, yeah. And I bet every last one of them balls
that
anyone has the most trophies, Kelly was there and on the panel.
And this is where the girls get it
panel
fucked up. This is where the girls, listen, let me tell you something. This is where the girls get it fucked up at.
Panel bullying.
Every time we won the house with the most trophy, we had a majority of our house there at the ball, but we only won it with 7 to 10 members winning categories. Okay, it's about being strategic. It's about being strategic and knowing where to align your members at the right time. And if other girls knew that, maybe they would be like we are, honey. Okay, a lot of y'all girls, a lot of y'all houses, a lot of you, wait, hold on, a lot of you girls have a lot of quantity but no quality in your members.
Kelly.
No, Marcus, this ain't have nothing to do with you, Marcus. We have our private conversation. I'm at I.E. Michi.
Oh, well, hold on. I have an announcement. 2 years ago I said this. I'm going to say it again because I see it happening a lot. If your walk is sneaker versus sneaker, the shoe needs to be on your foot, not in a box, not in your hand. The shoe needs to be in your foot.
That means they couldn't fit the motherfucking shoe, but the shoe, but they couldn't fit the shoe, but the shoe was so nasty they had no other choice but to get it.
No, then you need to squeeze your foot.
No, it should be on your foot. You should be able to fit the size shoe. It ain't no sneaker versus.
Well, Marcus,
first of all,
Marcus, you're not going to sit here and read that Ebony Chopper coming out with those sneakers in that box.
No, Kelly,
hold up. But Kelly, you're not going to sit up here and make it hot. That's what you're not going to do.
What? Tell your brother the next time to get the sneakers that fit and not wear them in the box.
Honey, they fit perfectly fine. He wanted to carry them if he chose to, just like the Mrs. carry them when they want to carry theirs. Or better yet, let me bring this. What shoe was that, honey? I saw about 5 minutes walking in it, honey. It was putting eye and no shade, honey. They had passed that shoe. It seemed like everybody had the same size.
Baby, no. We don't pass shoes around here, baby.
I need Sebastian on the line.
Y'all have walked one
fucking shoe for 5 fucking balls straight.
The only Ms. Rahi that changed their shoes and stuff, honey, when they walk balls, honey,
is Marcus and the other child, honey, the new girl, the rest of them, honey. Yeah.
What we need is we need the CEO and president of Walmart to get on the line so we can get the Ebony out of those Dollar Tree effects. And it's just a Walmart effect.
Baby, we don't wear Dollar Tree effects. But, honey, let me tell you something, honey. Y'all not too effective either, honey. Now, y'all
baby,
know y'all take an effect from one ball and recreate it, honey.
Baby, we
effective when we need to be effective. Y'all wear recycled effects.
Baby, ain't nothing wrong with a little recycled effect if you can make it look brand new.
Well, honey, ain't nothing wrong with a Dollar Tree effect if you can make it look like a million, honey.
Okay, baby.
Now, I can't wait.
Let me see. Have the Ebonys ever been in the running for the house with the most trophies or points? I don't think so.
We have. We have, yes, and we've won.
When?
Yes.
Yes, we have, and we've won.
Where,
in the
L.A.?
Midwest, we've won.
In L.A.?
Yes, and in the Midwest.
Oh, child. Oh, girl. Mm-mm.
It don't matter. We won.
Mm-mm.
Child, and it's more baby. Y'all out here than it is of us. That's the shame that we won. No.
Oh, no, actually, the last time, the last time I was in L.A., baby, at the awards board last year, the Mizrahis won the $1,000 for the house with the most points or trophy in L.A.
No, Kelly, that was not the awards ball.
Lovely in the ball?
Yeah, that was the awards ball. I forgot. I thought you were talking about the awards ball.
Yeah, that was the awards ball, honey, okay? And then we won that weekend before, that same weekend at George Ball.
Here's the thing, Kelly. What y'all win as a house, we win as individuals.
As individuals?
Catch it. We have the father, legendary father, the richest paid thug in ballroom history, Ebony.
Oh, Neil?
No.
Ebony.
You said Neil?
Ebony.
So y'all
won $1,000. He took home $1,500. Ebony. It took your whole house to get $1,000. It took us one member. Ebony.
Shake the dice and spill the rock.
Well, baby,
like I said, it's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Well, then if that's the case, bitch, then I'm the highest paid big girl's motherfucking face at ballroom.
You went out of ball, honey. That the girls just live for you being there, honey.
Okay,
you know they're paying for y'all to come to ballroom, girl.
You want to go there with that?
Of course they're gonna pay for you to come and let you win, girl. That probably knocked off some of the money they still owed you on your balance for coming.
Maybe. Honey.
Let me go get some top Ebony's on this line, honey.
Baby, when you think of,
I understand why this Mizrahi Ebony tension comes from. I understand.
When you think about Ebony, you think about Cabbage, God rest her soul. You think about my cousin Nye. You think about Shawnice. You think about Dre. You think about Lonnie and Roy and all of those girls. And, you know, and the new girls, you know, Cassandra, Malaysia, you know, the little Butch Queen and Drags from Florida that just won. But besides that, when you think about Ebony,
Malaysia and what's the name? And Katrina battle like that? Is Malaysia supposed to be Ebony?
Oh, because they had the battle.
Why?
Because it was only one winner.
Oh, that's
right. Maybe it ain't tired, baby.
You know what they get? They tried to.
Tension, I guess I'll make that special announcement too. All $1,000 categories or more at the People's Choice is only one winner. No house affiliation.
Wait a minute, Callie, don't be on that screenshot.
No, I'm not screen. I'm taking pictures of the baby, of the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
And come and see that. Tell RJ I say hi, honey. I think we can see him.
No, I'm taking pictures of Chanel over here cleaning her daughter, honey. She's licking her daughter and cleaning her on the pillow right here. And I'm taking pictures of them. You know, I love taking pictures of my children.
I love them.
Yes. I do too, honey. I love a trained pet.
So, Kelly, are we going to make a whole weekend together when I come up there?
No, and not if you got to let me know what weekend you're coming over so I can make sure I'm definitely clear that weekend.
Listen, girl, it's going to be a pop-up surprise. I'm going to give my girl, damn girl.
No, girl, honey, baby, it ain't going to be no pop-up surprise, baby, okay? I follow you on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, you see my Instagram?
I sure am. Naima, Naima, I'm on Naima. Guess what?
What?
I'm on your Instagram and I'm on your Facebook, Naima. We talk all the time. You just don't know it. Yeah.
What?
We talk all the time. You just don't know it.
Yes, catfish.
Okay.
What is long for,
she definitely is catfishy, honey. Oh, she's probably.
Hello?
She's trying to turn me, honey.
What's up?
When is
I'm on the radio show. What's tea? Where you at? I'll be there in 10 minutes. Bye.
Okay, everybody. God bless you all. Good night. And remember, whatever city, whatever category you choose to go, remember the Ebony's always come to storm, and we steal the show. Thank you. God bless you all.
You steal the show. Miss Say Girl, please.
Excuse me.
You know what? You want me to give you a legendary moment? And I need to go back and I need to find that on motherfucking, I need to find it on tape. Let me give you a legendary moment, bitch. It was so many fucking Mizrahis winning and turning it at a motherfucking ball, bitch, okay? It was Mizrahi weekend, bitch, here in New York. And we turned the ball out. It was so fierce how we was turning it out that Dre, the icon, got on a chair and mooned the House of Mizrahi. Because we were turning it out so fierce, Michi.
Oh, child.
Okay. But, Michi, I definitely
have
to make a trip to the West Coast real quick, honey, you know, and shake it up a bit. Honey, and shake it up a bit, honey. I guess y'all missed my presence over there, honey. So the Mizrahi, I'm going to make sure every battle is Ebony versus Mizrahi all night long.
I'm sure your trip won't be the same, you know, being as things have changed since the last time you were here.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of change, when is the Icon Ball supposed to be? It ain't going to be no Icon Ball?
Okay.
That's in January, I thought.
Can everybody please say goodnight? Because I'm about to get out of here, honey.
Kelly's about to go make her coin.
Baby, I don't make coins. I don't sell it. Honey, I leave that up to all the other girls. You know, all the other girls has been on Facebook all night long, flooding people's statuses with who's the baddest escort in New York.
Oh shit!
Ooh,
what?
Well, anyway, I love y'all, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow, Kelly. I'm gonna call you tomorrow, honey, to get the teas, honey.
Okay, Michi.
God bless you all. Good night. Stay safe and keep it tight.
Marcus.
Good night, everyone.
Jason.
Good night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
Everybody definitely tune in tomorrow night when it will definitely be Trash Talk Tuesday with London and her whole cast of children will definitely be on the air for Trash Talk Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in Wednesday night when the CEO and founder Jasmine Couture will definitely present the State of Emergency show hosted by herself and Rodney with myself, Tom Blumenthal, Milan Christian 007, and Kai Balenciaga. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me, and have a good night. And I'm going to take you away with the People's Choice Awards commercial. Bye-bye.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance,
and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advanced purchase only. Your commentators, Jack himself and Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.